Perfectly Legal. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A report by the Pentagon Inspector General has good news. There was nothing illegal in the pre-war intelligence assessments on Iraq. Former Undersecretary of Defense Douglas Feith, who argued that Saddam Hussein was linked to Al-Qaeda, was completely within the law. The Inspector General's report, however, does say that Mr. Feith did produce alternative intelligence assessments that, insofar as they concluded that Saddam Hussein was linked with Al-Qaeda, were inappropriate since they were inconsistent with the consensus of the intelligence community, which I believe is bureaucrat speak for making it up, because there was actually no link between Saddam and Al-Qaeda, and the CIA had made that clear. However, deceptive though all this may have been, it was not illegal. Under the law, basing intelligence on the bogus claims of Iraqi exiles with an axe to grind is and remains perfectly legal. And you can see why. Because in a democracy, if a politician wants to send his nation to war, he must convince a majority of the people that a threat to national security exists. Even patriots don't sign up to get shot at unless they feel the security of their country is truly at stake. The trouble is that the intelligence is never that clear, especially when the only threats to America anymore are those shadowy underground organizations. And if it was illegal to make up stuff, we'd probably end up concentrating on covert infiltration that the voters would never hear about, instead of the glorious battlefield victories of which legends and political reputations are made. When they work, anyway. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.